The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Twice in 2 days, I've heard comparisons that link the number of neural connections in the brain to the number of stars in a galaxy, which has got me to imagining myself as walking around with a galaxy inside my head. When we were kids, we used the most up-to-date scientific imagery available and played, what if every single atom was a solar system, and out there on some of the electrons are kids just like us, only really, really tiny? Well, now, I've got this galaxy in my head. No doubt it has solar systems orbiting stars a lot like our sun, and certainly there would be planets with conditions amenable to life, just like on Earth, so it's not totally unlikely that on one of those planets there would be people just like me, beings with prisms and notebooks who scry my daydreams and write theories of the beginning and the end and the rules of the galaxy in my head. Would those beings be the same little people that lived on the electrons when I was a kid? I'm not sure, but I don't think so. Their point of view would be different. I was thinking all that while I was riding my bike into a roaring headwind as the dawn started to ignite the rolling hills, which meant that I wasn't going to be thinking hard enough about it to really work it out. While I ate breakfast, I read an essay by Marilyn Robinson called Freedom of Thought and copied down a statement she made about tedious, fruitless controversy, in which the disagreement is not as important as what she calls the hardening of agreement, the tacit granting on all sides of assumptions that ought not to be granted on any side. For months now, I've been reading the kinds of books that scientists write to explain their discipline and what its cutting-edge ideas are in a way that the general public can understand. The Big Bang Cosmos and Quantum Theory, Communication, Computation, The Brain. I keep reading this stuff, but bits and pieces are bugging me like pebbles in a shoe, and I get annoyed and want to make passive-aggressive mischief at the back of the room, but that's not polite, and besides, who am I to be quibbling with PhDs, nuclear physicists, and directors of institutes who have taken the time to dumb themselves down enough to speak with me? Well, if you don't quibble, you open the door for those tacit assumptions that ought not to be granted. Which parts of the agreement are hardened when you say, God doesn't play dice? Or, since we came down from the trees? What extra things do we learn when we hear that our hips weren't designed for walking upright, or that language is not hardwired into our brains? Do these things matter? I think they do, but it can be lonely to dwell on the tacit assumptions. Nobody to talk to, hardly any words to use. I can't picture myself at a party trying out a conversation opener like, how about that vocabulary of religion, the way it freights its way into descriptions of science? I think I'd have to get a whole new set of friends to pull off something like that. And I wouldn't want to give up the friends that I have, because they are the kind of people who might take up the discussion if I were to ask, do you ever feel like you're walking around with a galaxy in your head? That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.